So, life is interesting, and I've had to take the day off work today to sort out a ridiculous issue, which I'm trying to. We always seem to face a lot of obstacles here. But the beauty of that is I'm at home. I've got to make about 20 phone calls, but I can do it over the course of the day. The sun's out. I'm in the garden. Sonny's out here with me. And I was thinking about a few things today. A word to Documentally and Hannah, who are at City Adventure in Derby, which is a kind of, as far as I can see, a writing or a playwriting experiment in the city of Derby. I've created a Yahoo Pipe, which is a kind of master feed of stuff coming from Audioboo, Twitter and various places for that, and a Boo-based map, which are all on Twitter. So that's always fun. I love doing that. It's kind of like being a remote assistant, some kind of Wizard of Oz character in the locker, although I'm a little bit taller than he was, I hope. I'm not a fake either. I was thinking about techno fetishism, and I've got a MacBook Pro now, and I've had an iPhone for a while. Until yesterday, the iPhone was my company iPhone, which I didn't have a chance to give back, really. I suppose I could have pushed it, but I hung on to it for a bit and gave it back yesterday. And I was kind of joking about, oh my God, when I give that away, it's like my second brain, what am I going to do? It doesn't feel like that at all. It's an enhancement. It's a wonderful little piece of kit. It's a mini computer. It can do all kinds of stuff. But take it away from me, I've got all kinds of other channels and avenues, and none of that impinges on my quality of life directly. These are kind of frills. And I read a really interesting post that I noticed I was angry about, which was some guy talking about, yes, Windows is shitty and crappy and everything else, but I hate Mac evangelists even more, with that smug smile and that kind of, you know. And I thought, am I turning into that? I've got quite a bit of Apple kit now. I don't think so. And I liked the post. I hate Windows machines now, just simply because I find them clunky, unreliable, and pretty much unusable. And I would compare Macs to any Linux box, anything that is elegant, beautiful, powerful, and reliable, not just Macs. So my interest is really in the quality of the toolkit, not who makes it. And I'm certainly not buying into the Apple fanboy camp quite yet. I'm watching that tendency, because its tendency is very easy to slip into. And I think it rubs the edges off your brain the minute you start talking or speaking as an evangelist in that way. Blind you to some of the flaws and some of the kind of downsides of techno fetishism. So, I am using a MacBook Pro to record this. I am recording it on a Snowball Blue microphone, because my iPhone has gone back and I've got no other easy way to get stuff up to Audioboo. Great that those guys are pushing the envelope, and hopefully there'll be Audioboo on Android very soon for real, and then there'll be much more choice, which is always a great thing. The other thing I've done today is I am on the verge of completing the first pass of a module, an Audioboo module for Drupal, which is, if you don't know what Drupal is, it's like a community site building engine on steroids. Very popular, very powerful, built on PHP. I've looked in the module list on Drupal.org. There is no Audioboo module, so I've written one. The first pass of this means you can log into the site and you can... One sec, child on table. Get down, Sonny. Come on, off there. Sit down. Thank you. Which will allow you to activate this module. It will embed the Audioboo playlist player in a block. You can choose the tag you want to display and modify some of the whips and dimensions and stylings of the player, and I'm gonna submit that to Drupal.org, get it out there, and continue to work on it. So yeah, there's a lot going on, and social media, new media, computer programming, technology, the lines between that and journalism writing, it's all very exciting, as long as we keep our tensions clear and keep our minds wide open.